Music Radio, WLAS.
To be with you, Rush Limbaugh, the EIB Network, and...
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the show.
What's up, beer drinkers? We got another great show for you again this week.
Here's Dan Hampton and Ed O'Brien.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to...
All right, you know why we're here. So if you have any doubts or reservations, now is the time to say so. No one will think any less of you. Because once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
This is where this gets difficult. Nope.
What kind of hotel is this?
How you doing?
With a tear in my eye!
I am coming.
Beat your way!
Frostez warm-ups.
We're doing live.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Party foul.
See you next Tuesday.
Well, it is next Tuesday, so I guess we will see ya. We are the Lingus Mafia Podcast. We do wrestling shows too, but this is the one show that's just... Let's fuck around. Fuck around with the boys. That might be a name of a show for us. Fuck around with the boys and find out.
Some context to that.
Boys, let's fuck around. There you go, Faust. Get on it.
Michael Jackson.
Boys! I'm the boss. My name is Kev Manning. I am along with my consigliere. That is Frosty Walnuts.
What do you hear? What do you say?
The bookie and the underboss himself. That's Gregorio from sunny Arizona.
Buonasera.
Oh.
You know, that reminds me. I just saw a Norm Macdonald clip talking about Michael Jackson when he just had his first son on the cover of Uptime.
What is he saying?
He's like, he's following his father's footstep. Yeah, 3 years at 3 days old, he already molested a 1 day old.
Jesus Christ. Oh, fucking Norm. Poor Norm.
And his dry sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he
Michael
molested.
Jackson,
busy.
This is the sexiest episode ever. Or issue.
Yeah. This is the sexiest episode. Oh, fuck. What's the temperature there, Greggy?
Not too bad right now.
Really?
It is
112.
98.
That ain't bad for that. Shit. I mean, I laugh that they're like, ooh, heat wave. Pittsburgh hasn't seen 95 in 10 years. And I'm like, 95?
Really?
Yeah, apparently that's the thing. And they're like, they're going to see it 3 days this week. Like, they're all panicking, you know, over 95. I'm like, fuck, 115 here the other fucking last year.
They got the humidity though too as well, so that fucks them up.
It's not the dry heat though. At least it's a dry heat. Fuck.
That's funny. I was listening to a podcast and I heard a commercial for something in Arizona. I don't know if it was like the parks or, you know, it was like a Visit Arizona type
thing.
Thought it was tea. Oh, but it's not that wet. That wet heat, you know, like
it's
in Florida.
It's the it's the Norm Macdonald heat. Very dry.
It's only 16% humidity over here right now. So it's 98, but it's dry.
Well, yeah, everything's, I guess, half the world is on fire. The other half is just very hot. So welcome to summertime on Earth.
Snow up in like Montana and Idaho.
Fucking everything's fucked up, man. Get me on a rocket ship, man. Something's going on. I'm telling you. They go, yeah, but fuck the environment. All right, whatever.
It just means we're going to have more beachfront property, right?
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna. We're going to fall in the ocean, so we will be the island of California. Mm-hmm. I guess that's where it'll fucking be. There's going to be some great bridges to be fucking built. Oh, shit. Couple subjects today. We're going to be talking about everybody's favorite character from the show, the cat, in a bit, because God knows I have a cat story, which I told Faust this. I go, I'll save it for the show. And then I told Faust the whole fucking story about it. But I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't fucking help it. I was fucking losing my mind. So we'll get into that. However, I called another friend of the show, Faust, Robbie Boy. Rotten mm-hmm. Robbie, as I like to call him. Rob Jeremy, as everyone knows him.
Rob Jeremy, Rob Casso, Rob Hyatt.
Man of many. Man of many characters.
Mr. AKA.
So I start to say to him, I go, I'm on one of my walks. So that's where your brain fucking kicks in on shit. And I'm thinking of stuff for this show and things to do. And I said, you know, one of the things that's been, we've wanted to do, it's been fucking a while, which speaking of that, our 4th of July special, I'm like, shit, I better fucking, now it's closed. I go, shit, I better get on that. I was well ahead of it. Now, fuck, I got to do it. And I thought of different shows, this and that. And I know Rob does a lot of our like specialty shows where it comes to the golf show and it comes to the spit roast and all that fun stuff. So I was like, where's our badass baseball fucking documentary?
Ooh. Yeah.
And because that's a fucking undertaking for sure. That's a Mean Mark style undertaking to have to do. And so I said, I can't do it only for there's two reasons for me. One is I probably shouldn't be the guy doing it in the first place. And for the show, it's better with someone else. Like, I don't need to be on every fucking thing that's on here. That's what's good about with the spit roasting stuff, that it's has nothing to fucking do with me, and I enjoy to listen. So I was like, and the other reason, though, is I can't remember anything. I have a goldfish memory at this fucking point. And Rob knows every fucking thing. Remember we said that one day we were talking and he was like, no, it was 2 out and this one. And I'm like, fuck, I remember 2 things about that. You know, I was like, I don't remember anything about the Sanchez series. You know, that's where, you know, most of the shit comes from is I don't even know if that documentary on Badass, it's a documentary on the Sanchez series more than anything else. But yeah. I was like,
I won't participate.
No, you have to participate from the loser side. And that's the thing I said. Yeah, I go, what's great
too
is
soon.
You
too
get
soon.
The
too soon.
Me and Greg
it's
will wear our
15 years.
We'll be wearing our rings to the ceremony. I hope I don't get it caught on something and it tears. So we were like, I said, you know what? I could do it if Rob was while he's at work with whatever, like if there's a lull or whatever and he's fucking around, if he wrote down bullet points and like guideline stuff of everything that went down, I could then take the reins and be calling people and asking things. Because my first thought too is if he did this whole thing, I would produce it by, I would get it, I would put in some sounds with it and you'd hear some baseball in a bat, whatever, and also narrate it. And then Rob would interview each person and it would be intermixed. It wouldn't be a whole interview with one person. It'd be that person would be throughout all shuffled in card style.
Ken Burns style.
There you go. Ken Burns, that fucking zooming Ken Burns that we had to fucking do on iMovie. That son of a bitch. So I was like, I could, you know, play with it and there's no time thing to it. So we could fuck around. And then Rob said, how about for an idea? He said, first, we got to get a feel of who would be interested in doing it. That part to me, I was like, what do you mean interested in doing it? Like, that people had to make time or something. And I'm like, it's a fucking phone call. Like, you know, it would do the Anthony Michael Hall. He don't want to participate. Judd fucking whatever the fuck that guy's name. What's that guy's name? Judd what? It's not Nelson, is it?
Judd Nelson.
Judge is Reinhold?
It? No, it's not Judge Reinhold. I thought the same thing, too. I'm like, who's fucking Judd? Yeah, in the fucking Bratz documentary, who doesn't fucking want to talk about being a fucking whack pack or whatever the fuck they are. So I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And so he says, maybe we could all, if we're not going to have a fucking reunion game, maybe we all get together to have a food. And I said, Buka is the fucking way for that shit.
That crossed my mind the other day, too.
And so if everybody, if you get as many people as you can, and everybody goes there, and it's just a shoot the shit thing, and I'm thinking, that should be recorded, too. Like, maybe I put that fucking thing in the middle of the table, and if you can find stuff, you got it, whatever, but that's not the, like, purpose, but Rob be asking, you know, what do you remember? So it could be notes taken down. So then we can have a whole entire thing written out of how this is going to fucking go about for our beautiful doc. But I was like, that's fine. I don't, who's like moved away other than Greg? But like people are, other than like Big Ed in bed is Tracy. So that's still moved away from San Jose. But is anybody like way the fuck?
Not that I know of.
Like Stoff, where the fuck did he go? Is he still in town? I have no idea. He got divorced, oh, right?
Jason LaRose is out of state.
Yeah. It's like Midwest. And he's
like Minnesota. But I mean, he was a fringe.
Yeah, very. Yeah, that's a fringe.
He was an
guy.
Early semi-regular, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, the fringe people, whatever. But it's, you know, we have our core fucking group. Cause I was like, at worst, me, you, Rob, and Tito. By the way, his birthday is on Juneteenth tomorrow. That's the only reason I remember, right?
The only reason I remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Once Rob said it was Juneteenth, I'm like, cool, yep, easy to remember.
That was
so it. I always knew it was like a week or two before mine, but I never knew exactly when.
So at worst, remember we used to do our writing sessions at Silver Creek and have the fucking pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like,
high five.
Yeah, there we go. And apparently that place is wild now because I looked it up to like go and just check it out again.
Mm-hmm.
And for one, it opens it.
Shit. I went
opens Bush it like two or something.
One of his kids' birthday parties there. They do soccer. And
oh, it's everything in the world.
And all kinds of shit.
Called the Plex now.
Yeah,
the Plex.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Shit. Maybe, no, you're high class like that.
Yeah, they got the self-pour beer stations.
Really?
You buy a card and then you go over and they got all the different taps and you swipe your card and then it pours.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. Fuck. So, yeah, I'm like, at worst, we can do that if, you know, people weren't all meeting at fucking Buka one of these fucking times. Hell, get Greg, fly your ass in there. You know what, Greg? I put you on FaceTime on the fucking iPad. Sit there right next to us. And make sure you have Italian so you could eat while we're doing all this, too. That'd be fucking funny as hell. That'd be great. So that's what, that's the idea at this point. It's just got to be a matter of fucking 5,000 people at the fucking same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Is Joel still in Salinas?
No idea.
Yeah,
I assume.
I guess Ed would know. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. When I texted a bunch of people last year, only a couple people, you know, there were some people that text back, some didn't. Like, I know, like, Super Dave's still around.
Torrance Holly's is in San Jose still.
Torrance is still around, yeah.
I'm like, Holly's the fringe, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Sunam the other day. He and Ed were hanging out, and Ed called me.
That's fucking wild.
And then he, as soon as I wanted to talk to him, I'm like, dude, come on, man. I don't want to. All right, what's up? He's like, dude, how you been? I'm like, I'm fine. Well, the thing was, is Ed's doing stand up or something like that. So he wanted to use my song, Blowjobs at 2 a.m.
Yeah. What do you need? Fucking and copyright permission? Fuck his
name. Yeah, he wanted permission. I go, yeah, fuck
royalties.
I don't care. Yeah. Like all the royalties you're going to get. Yeah, he wants to sing it on stage. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And Sunam was trying to talk me out of it.
To talk you out of it?
Yeah, because it's allow like, you know, artist integrity and all. I like
oh, my God.
Shit.
He's turned into a weirdo, huh? Well.
Yeah, well.
It's Greg's IP.
Yep. And then he wanted to, yeah, my IP. And then he wanted to, you know, catch up. And I'm like, all right, dude, you know, I got to get going. They were drunk. They were drinking.
Yeah, my phone's about to die. I got to leave.
For those who forget, we've talked about this Sunam. He's the guy who ran out of gas and called 911 while drunk, ran out of gas, called 911 for a cop to come and bring him some gas and then busted himself. That's as good as the cop calling and saying, I need emergency service. We just did pot and I think we're dying. And he stole it from the fucking evidence room. And they go, "How do you? What's going on? I don't know, but time's going really slow." And I was like, "Oh fuck." So yeah, that's interesting. And what'll be even more interesting is that Rob is not thrilled with Sunam.
Yeah,
like he doesn't want anything to do with him. Hey, Sunam, don't listen to the show, so it's okay to talk about it. Yeah, he's one of the cores. we can get a. What's his name? Wagner, because he fucking fist fought fucking, or if you wanted to call it, whatever that was, with Torrance. It's all kind of great shit.
And then Torrance is still in the Bay Area, right? He's in the peninsula?
Torrance is still the same as, like, parents' house, right?
Yeah, he still lives in San Jose.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay.
I mean, he got it made. The parents left. Like, he was living there by himself when we were still all over there. Okay. It was a big house, but his parents like had another house, I guess. And it was like, he's off of like Montague Expressway. So it's right there by like the light rail and all that shit. So that's the thought of what to do, which would be fucking very interesting, I think. Get Alvin in case we all get like there's an earthquake and Buka closes down and everyone runs out of food. We have his calves to eat. Who is this said that? Was that Ed who said that first?
I don't know.
Someone told him like if I ever get in a fucking crash, I'm going to die with you so I have can eat your calves if we fucking... This guy had fucking monstrous fucking calves. It's like the first thing he thought of is the fucking Donner Party. he thinks of alive while you fucking eat your calves.
He must have just seen the movie.
Yeah, you know. That movie, that's one of those movies. If it's on, I could sit there, man. It's like, it fucks me up in the head, and I can't fucking stop watching that movie. That's so fucked up, that movie. So, shall we talk about a certain, I won't say who, Faust, forklift certified operator?
he played badass, too.
Yeah, he played badass. I won't even bother to invite him. Why bother? for the one time he fucking played. I mean, well, he was in the Sanchez series. Did he? He made the last out. He was the last out. Really? It went to Bush at second base because he was lefty. So he was at second, and Bush just ran to second base and didn't even have to throw it over.
I don't even remember he was on the team.
Yeah, he was on that fucking team of yours.
what a team.
You know what we should? Who we should invite? Who it was Danny who fucking didn't show up, who's MVP because he didn't show up. And weren't we accused of telling him not to show up?
I think so.
Yeah, I was like, never fucking said we were glad. We never told him not to. He was an out every time he was up, but fuck it. Oh, fuck. Talk about awkward swing. Like, I think his hands were crossed the wrong fucking way when he was swinging.
No, they were proper. He swung like they were the
opposite. It was that fucking bad. So, on to the cat stories. So, apparently, as you Wells know, I've talked to you all about cat throughout the years, this and that. We had not too long ago a show about him called, it was Forklift Certified was the title of the show, if you want to go back to that.
Is it when you were updating his resume?
No, this was just a couple weeks ago. Remember, people went, oh, fuck, is that show about the cat? Yeah. Because they just see that and they knew.
I remember the joke was years ago when you were going through his resume and every job.
That might have been the best show we've ever done, Faust.
Better than the Blarn one?
Oh, fuck. They are some close. Faust, we need to release both of those shows again just so people don't have to look them up. Mm-hmm. Us fixing Kat's resume and the Blarn show may be the greatest things we've ever fucking done in our fucking lives. Never mind the Sunny interview that broke the internet, Faust. I'd rather listen. We were in fucking tears with the fucking cat resume. And we couldn't believe because he said, oh, my dad helped me fix this. And this was the fix. It's how fucking bad it was. And we were like, and it's pages long, I think it was. Like, where they, you know, like, what the fuck? Where you go, oh, man, it's just they don't know what they're doing. And where you know to lie, but like, you got to make yourself a sandwich artist instead of I make a sandwich. Shit like this, you know? Mm-hmm. So he's laid off every 4 fucking minutes. And I think I don't know what the fuck I went into on the last show, but I'll do a tad of a recap. Where they move, he finally gets a house by like inheritance type of stuff, and his mother-in-law gives them money. They go buy a house out in the sticks. And it's not an expensive house, which... Because Bay Area, you know, million, you're getting a fucking garbage. That ain't never happening. So he was staying at his parents' house with the whole family at one point with 5,000 people. Like Reggie White wasn't lying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Reggie White go, what the fuck you tell me I'm fucking wrong about? Prove me wrong. So they were staying at her mother's house. All hell breaks loose with that family. She ends up just selling that fucking house. So then you got to find a place to go. So goes to his parents' house for a while. I mean, people are sleeping in a living room because there's obviously, what do you live in a fucking mansion? There's rooms for everybody. So he stays there for a while. They look for a house. They look for a house. They get a house. I don't know. It's maybe 300. Did I say something like that? 325, something like this. Nice size house. It's a good size. And so they're happy to get this, but he has to leave a job that he had for a long time, San Jose. Not like it was, you know, oh, fuck, I have to leave Intel. You know, mm-hmm. you know, oh, fuck, I, you know, I'm stepping down as CEO of Apple to move to this other place.
All right.
Sorry, Tim Apple, I have to leave. So he goes, and then it's, okay, look for a job time. Now, in the beginning, I get where you can be footloose, fancy free about I choose what job I take. I'm not forced to do shit. I don't want to drive to a certain place. I will look for, you know, worst to worst, I'll adventure on, but I will adhere to my area. I don't care. So he's looking in his little vicinity. And he's looking with the kids, the two boys. They're looking for a job. They go to these job fairs and all this kind of shit. And Fausty's like, there's a fucking Frito. And what was it, Faust? 35 minutes away, something like that.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, I'm not driving that far. Keep that in mind. I'm not driving 35 minutes away. And gets these fucking temp jobs or from the job fair. I don't even think that was temp job, the first one, the chicken place, because there was a job fair. So they all,
yeah.
Which right off the bat, I would kill myself if I had to get a job with my kids making the same amount of money as my children.
Mm-hmm.
So gets in this, different departments, I guess, and they go through this. Everybody. Yeah,
I remember us imagining he was like Napoleon Dynamite in the chicken coop.
In the coop.
Oh, that's right.
They were paying him by giving him fucking orange juice with fucking eggs in it and sandwiches with flies.
Well, forgot my checkbook. I have to pay a change.
Pay you in change.
It's like a dollar an hour.
Yeah, fucking here's a bucket of change. Jesus Christ. What a brilliant movie. So he goes in there and they start to get laid off. It sounds suspicious, Faust, that like, well, they just hired people mm-hmm. for this. However, they're laying off people. I go, you just needed people though. Is
yeah,
this
yeah.
like
you had a job fair, but yeah.
You overbooked your seasonal. Did you overbook the flight just so in case, you know? One of these things happens. So laid off, gets another job, laid off. So I think it's like a total of four times or so laid off, laid off, laid off. And then it is the bad son.
Two Pig?
Two Pig. Yes, that was it. I was going to call him Crush. Two Pig. He fucking decides he's going to try to fuck around because it's always he's got to fuck around. And he clocks in, but then he decides he's going to leave. He clocks in, leaves, fucks around. It's closing time. He comes back, clocks in because it's swing shift and there's no fucking managers there to stop anything. So I had to do a little break because my boss was calling me. So back to the story time with Cap.
Late. It's after hours.
Yes. Well, fuck, my job never fucking ends, Faust. You well know that. So so they fire Two Pig. And now, of course, it's let's look at what his father's doing because mm-hmm. of that kind of thing. And apparently they had said, don't do overtime. And so he says, which still something's wrong because he says he gets there and he goes in early to get shit set up, like you're getting your day set up. However, if you're clocking in, you're doing overtime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing overtime, but apparently then they told the temp people because they let him go and said, oh, he was caught, like he clocked in and would go sit in the fucking break room. And he said that makes no sense because the bosses are in the fucking break room. What the fuck would I be just sitting mm-hmm. there for? So an excuse to get rid of him anyway. If you don't want somebody there, you're going to get him out. So he'd been searching again. So I'm always like, so how's it going and this and that? And he tells me this. So I'm always the helpful. I'm always trying to help. If I could find something for the guy, I can't. You know, I'm in areas all over the fucking place with my job. So I could always ask some of my customers, hey, you need anybody and how much and this and that. So I bring up stuff. I'm like, Have you looked at Costco? Have you looked at Safeway? Have you looked at Home Depot, Lowe's? Every fucking place I fucking bring up in the world, right? And I also said you should send your resume to me. Because I guarantee, I can't imagine, I'm thinking all these other jobs are on there that shows he's worked somewhere for four fucking days.
Right.
Which is probably not a good fucking thing to do.
Yeah, red flag.
Yeah, so I'm like, you need to fucking have the manager experience.
Hopefully
stuff.
His wife didn't proofread it either.
spelled the cat's name with a K. There you go. Stop it. So I'm messaging him. And I'm like, you know, I could ask a couple of my stores, and I asked one, and they were like, yeah, they're only hiring, like, kid-wise stuff. Like, it's the lower pay.
Summer job.
Yeah, it's that type of shit. And somebody who, he goes, I need someone who's been in the food industry. And they're, and then he says, like, McDonald's or Taco Bell, food industry. Because he's like, he just wants shit on display. They know about food. I'm like, well, we fucking worked at that fucking quote-unquote catering or whatever fuck, you know, Brown Star was. So I'm like, he was the fucking manager there and, you know, showing people how to fucking install things or whatever. So, but he's like, yeah, it's, he's not looking at this fucking point. So, okay. So then I say, would you be willing to go an hour and 15 minutes away from where you are? And he says, depends on the money. Of course. Right. So, you know, cause half your shit's going to be gas. So I go to one of my local stores, not by me, but by where, golf course was. And so I say, so you guys looking to hire people and asking about them hiring in the butcher area? Because, and what the lady told me is they said they never hire someone who has experience being a butcher. They hire them and train them to be a butcher. That way they don't come in trying to get the more money thing. But in the same thing, you're learning a trade. Mm-hmm. And now once you are, you're pretty much certified for that, then you can do something. So they say, yeah, that is. And I said, what about anything in this place? Manager type of stuff. And she's like, possibly, you know what they're looking for is somebody for receiving. They don't have anybody for receiving. And as a joke to my fucking self, Greg, as a joke to myself, a joke for one, I go, you would think I'm doing the Ferris Bueller, and I look to the side and see a camera. Because I go, you know, he's forklift certified.
It's self-high five.
I fucking laugh. They fucking pop. Ooh. They fucking go, really? They pop.
You couldn't write this shit.
The certification's expired by now.
That's the problem. That shit doesn't go forever. You have to redo it every year. So, and I'm sure he hasn't. And so they're like, oh, fuck. He could be the fucking manager of this fucking area. I'm like, fucking beautiful, you know? And so I said, where? He said, talk to the manager of the store. And so I'm looking around for the guy, and I'm like, I can't fucking find him. They take me into the fucking office, upstairs into the fucking, into the fucking dregs of the place. And I'm in there, I'm talking to the fucking manager, and boy, I got to wipe my mouth after I'm done talking about how great he is of a worker. I said, wow, you couldn't tell I was lying the whole time? So I say, everything good. This guy, and I do mean it, when he's fucking working at a place, he's a great fucking worker. Show up, always be there, he'll be there for the rest of his life. And I even say, to his detriment, if he has a fucking garbage job and he gets fucking comfortable, that's the problem. He will be here forever. If you treat him well, he will be here for the rest of his fucking life. So like, oh, they like to hear that. They got a fucking slave. So the guy's like, yeah, we could use somebody for that. And he's like, the other manager of the store, I guess there's a two-headed monster. He's like, he'll be here tomorrow. Either have him give us a call, or better yet, just have him come in and talk to us. I said, great. So before I went into this store, I had said to him about this place, and like I said, right, he said, depends on money or whatever. But the main thing is that he replies with, please do. So I'm not going on the fucking hair in my ass and fucking, I'm going to fucking start asking when I'm not fucking, you know, if you don't want me to fucking help you, I don't care. That's fine. So please do is my reply, is the reply to me. Okay, fine. So now I leave this fucking store. It's, when I say it's 2 p.m., Faust, it's 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. on a fucking, what is it, Thursday. And I say, give me a call. I say, give me a call, and it's a Thursday. I'm trying to think of what day it was. Give me a call. Well, the day passes, and now I am off on Friday because I took the day off, and I'm going to go play golf. I go to fucking play golf. And now, afterwards, because I had told him about this prior, I said, maybe the fucking golf course. Who knows the fuck they need of people? I don't know how much they pay, and I don't know what positions are around. So I go into the shop there, and I say, are you guys hiring for anything? He goes, yeah, there's like a lot of stuff they're hiring for. There's, you know, the maintenance outside shit. There's fucking this, there's that. It's a whole... the whole place, there's a restaurant, there's everything in the fucking place. And they go, give us his name and number. I'll give it to the manager, and they'll give him a call. Great. I fucking give him this. I walk out of the place, and I text him now. And I text him, you are a true life pig. You hear what I said? You're a pig. Because I had still not heard from him. A little while later, he messages me. With, you know, with the bro. All of a sudden, I got Vince on the phone. Bro. Oh, sorry, bro. I got your text late. I'm at an assessment right now. Like, he's, you know, going to these fucking jobs or whatever. I got an assessment. I'll give you a call in a bit. Well, that was Friday.
See ya.
I can't fathom it. I can't fucking... he has no clue that I had a fucking job for him that was being the fucking grand poobah fucking of receiving, that he'd be the fucking boss in the fucking place. I know the people, so I, you know, vouch and all that shit, which the wife is smarter than me because she goes, why the you really want to fucking put your name? And I go, I'm fine once he gets the fucking job. I go, he's a good worker then. So still never heard anything from, and I'm just... fuck. And one of the worst thing, I don't think I've ever seen a fucking text so horrible in my life, where he had told me that he had a job that he was going to do, possibly like a walkthrough interview. And he says, Greg, I'll tell you, it's exact words. What he says, he goes, yeah, I have a walkthrough with this job. It's from 5 PM to 5 AM loading and unloading trucks. Not only that, Greg, but the words that followed this was, and I have my fingers crossed on this one. He said, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. I'd be fucking, this sounds like a job you'd be crying at night trying to fucking leave. Fingers crossed. And he goes, it's not that fucking bad. I go, that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my fucking life. But that's where the forklift certified come into hand. Probably unload. I don't think it's by hand. Be driving in and out with a fucking forklift. But
yeah,
he's like, oh, but it's overtime every day and this and that. And, you know, the money's shit, though, anyway. But I'm like, and I tell him always, I go, why do you aim so low all the time? Why don't you, like, look for fucking something that's manager? Because you hear that, you still think you're a kid in your brain. Like, I can't be a manager. I'm like, we have been. We've done this. I don't know if it was in the phrase for your fucking job title was manager, but you were the fucking manager of multiple fucking people. First, you were the lead in something. You were the lead to a fucking crew. And then you were doing the fucking install with many fucking places. You would go and be the boss of all of them and tell them how to do shit. So I'm like, you were the fucking manager of it. So it's just... it's the leading a fucking horse thing. You just, it is what it fucking is. One day, maybe he'll fucking call me and go, so what did you need?
Yeah.
He had his second grandchild before this, mm-hmm. before I spoke to him. Never told me the kid was born. And, he probably doesn't want to fucking have this kid around. He probably wants nothing to do with having another grandkid at fucking 48. You go, what the fuck do I need this in my fucking life?
Mikey Al?
Mikey
Al. Mikey Al.
We still don't know if either his wife spelled the kid's name wrong or if that is how the kid's name is spelled on the birth certificate. Like, you know, a lot of people fucking write down things like Anthony, but they think it's Anthony. Things like this.
Dwayne Wade. Wow. Didn't they spell?
What's his?
Didn't they spell Dwayne wrong?
Is it? Like, I don't even fucking know.
Or the Y or some shit like that. Or the Y is before the
D-Y.
A.
D-Y. Dwayne. Yeah. It's,
yeah,
it's,
like I know Antoine Jameson, they spelled it wrong. It's, when you read it, so it's great. Anton. Because it's T-A-W-N, but they, yeah.
It's so great. I can't even believe people could fucking do that. Jesus Christ. So there is your other chapter.
Yeah, it's D-Y-D-W-Y-A-N-E.
Dwayne Judd. Fuck. All right, kids, that is it. We are going to go over to the movie of the week, which I'm very interested to hear reviews about. That is The Groove Tube, which I'm telling you guys, it is on YouTube. You could just get the whole entire movie on there, and nudity and everything is on YouTube, which is wild. It tells you, now this is nudity. Do you want to click? And you can't get to the button quick enough to say yes. So that's it. That is it. We are going over to the other side, which is patreon.com/LingusMafia. And right now there is a trial where you can jump on and get these whole shows. You could try all of our Patreon. Everything is there. You get a week free of a trial, which is ending shortly. So get on that as soon as you can. You want to go to the highest fucking tier because why not? You could watch this stupid show. Yeah. And get out if it's not for you. Otherwise, you can go down to different levels. There's all different shit on there. So check it out, patreon.com/LingusMafia. All of our socials at Lingus Mafia. That is especially TikTok and Twitter or X, whatever the fuck it is still. It's still Twitter to me. It's still
like
real to me.
Like and subscribe on YouTube.
Oh, yes. And give us those 5-star frog splash reviews on Apple and say how fucking wonderful we are. That's it, kids. We're going over to the other side. We'll see you.
What do you think about that?